Captain Underpants. It stars Kevin Hart. Miss Ann is coming up, by the way, with our national news. But before we get to Miss Ann, Jay, you have an issue with this.
Well, let me just say this. I saw the previews for the movie. It looks pretty good. It's just that I had an idea of something like this.
Oh.
You know, his movie is Captain Underpants. Uh-huh. Captain Underpants. Lieutenant Draws was mine.
Right? Oh, okay.
Lieutenant Draws. And when you see something like that, you go, well, that's kind of my idea.
Yeah.
And now that I got him here, I just want to bring it up.
But Jay, you guys are friends. I'm almost 100% certain that you never had the idea of Lieutenant Draws. I'm almost, that doesn't even make sense, Jay. What would the premise of that be besides
Lieutenant Draws hasn't made it to captain yet, right? He's working on that, right?
Jay, this is a prime example of what people do when they see a project. You clearly saw the title Captain Underpants and was like, oh man, what if I did Lieutenant Draws? That's exactly how this happened.
Oh, that's how it happened.
Yes, and he's making it seem like he had this attitude. And just for the world out there to know, just in case you don't know who I am in Captain Underpants, I'm the black boy on the post.
There's a white kid
yeah.
Okay,
I'm the black kid on the post.
Okay.
I just wanted to let everybody know.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Just in case.
I didn't know.
Yeah, some people didn't know who I was.
And they sit there through the whole movie and well, which one is Kevin?
Yeah.
At no point in the movie does Lieutenant Draws come through.
Lieutenant Draws is not a thing. Hey, I can tell y'all a real funny story though, real quick.
Okay.
So while we're taping, you know, we're doing the animation, you know, and they're like, okay, Kevin, you know, how do you want to do this? And, you know, you got to put a voice on. You got to go into a kid voice. But I went to younger Kevin at first, right? Like, so I'm full Ebonics. Come on, man, ain't nobody trying to do this. They had to come in and have a meeting with me. It's like, is there any way to kind of just, there was like, is there any way to, I don't know, maybe, you know, just say the words a little better? I was like, what you mean? It's like, well, we're not getting all of the words.
Unblack it.
You're kind of skipping some of the words. And I was like, play it back. Let me hear what you say. And they play something back. I was like, shoot. I said I went real black on y'all, didn't I? I said, I'm sorry. They had to dull me down because I came in with so much. I had so much energy.
It was too hard.
It was so urban and not appealing to everybody. Yeah. I was like, come on, man, anybody trying to go to school like that? It's like, wait a minute.
Your voice is all high, like junior.
Cut, Kev.
Oh, my gosh.
They have a meeting, though.
No, it was bad.
You was living up to the stereotype.
No. 100. If you could have seen their face in that booth.
When they come in, they all came in together.
Because they showed me the picture of my character. I was like, I'm about to flip this. I'm about to be in the cutty with the Yeti. Scared to mess out them people.
You just scared the kids if it came out kids. Like that.
Scared to mess out them.
All right, she is here. Please, let's. Kevin, you do the honors. Introduce Miss Ann.
Miss Ann, my favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. What understood does not need to be said. Miss Ann, it's your time.
Thank you very much, Kevin.